You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, welcome in again to MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McKelvey. Adam, final week of the regular season, a regular season that has long been over fundamentally for Brewers fans. Let's talk about Jorge Lopez, going to make his big league debut Tuesday night. But there's that story, but really he represents a lot more, because I think, as you pointed out, he is what, the 12th Brewer to make their big league debut this year. That can't possibly be good.
No, it's not good, and it's a franchise record. The previous high was 10. And look, you can look at it two ways. Number one, it's opportunity for some guys, and you know, these aren't token call-ups. In many of these cases, these are players the Brewers feel are ready for the major leagues and are going to contribute, and they hope that this experience is a little springboard for them as they go either back to the minors next year or come in spring training and compete for a spot to stay. But, you know, on the other hand, that's just not a good sign. It's a signal of, number one, the trades that they made in July and August, parted with six players off the big league roster. And then the injuries they've had since then. I mean, their list of shutdowns is exceptionally long right now. And you know what? It's precautionary for in a lot of these cases because of where they are in the standings. But, you know, they've got some key guys unable to finish the season. Willie Peralta has a rib cage, an oblique. Jimmy Nelson, they shut down after he was hit in the head with a liner. Jonathan Lucroy isn't catching after having a concussion, although he's been playing some first base and pinch hitting. And Ryan Braun, who we can talk about more, but with his bad back, he'll need surgery. They decided to shut him down. So I think that combination has meant that they've needed to bring guys up earlier than maybe they expected. And in the case of Jorge Lopez, a very highly thought of prospect with a fascinating backstory, a young son who's been ill his entire young life. You know, this is a guy who's going to be a part of their future, and here he gets a little taste in September, maybe a little earlier than expected.
Right, and this, you know, there are positives to be drawn from all those things. I've always believed, right, that let's find out. I guess it's kind of been a mantra of mine, right? If your season is fundamentally done, you have some prospects who are on the cusp and have that potential, let's say, for the following year. Well, let's get a peek. Let's see what we're doing. Well, I mean, at the very least, you'll know, like, oh, you know what? We might really need to focus on that area because maybe this prospect or that prospect isn't quite what we thought.
This exposes, Dave, sort of an interesting, you know, Craig Counselism as we've tried to figure out this season what he's going to be all about as a manager. Because I have the same instinct as you, right, that if say, the Brewers traded Aramis Ramirez, you know, third base is a wide-open position for them next year. And then they were playing Elian Herrera at that position, a veteran type guy, a journeyman type. I don't think he's their future at third base. And they were playing him a ton at third base. And I kept asking, why are you wasting these opportunities to see what you've got in a kid on a veteran guy? And Council is of the opinion, though, that he does not like just handing those roles to guys just because they're here and because they're young. He wants players to earn everything they get. He feels like that instilling that as your philosophy or as an organization has tremendous value. So I think he's probably feeling a little tug and pull here down the stretch as the Brewers are giving, you know, playing all these kids. They're doing it out of necessity in many cases. So that just is what it is. But I do know that as we move forward in this Craig Counsell era, when they get in a spot, say where they're not competing and they have a young player versus a veteran player, he's not going to be the kind of manager who just says, hey, let's see what this kid can do. Let's just throw him out there and see. I think that is kind of one of the more interesting little back and forth that we've seen down the stretch here.
Well, it is interesting, and I get it. There's always so much more nuance than I think any of us really understand of these things.
But, sure, it's easy for us, Dave, to say, you know, play the kid. What do you have to lose? Well, you know, again, I think Craig Counsell's point is, do you have something to gain by not making that the way you do business?
Yeah. I mean, I can see a little bit of that. I don't know that we want to spend the time arguing the point with him, since especially he's not here to argue his side. But I do think it's interesting. I'll just say this, right? We always hear how difficult it is to get to the big league, but that it's much harder to stay. And so just because you give a guy a cup of coffee, give him that opportunity, certainly he's, you know, there's no guarantees. Nobody owes him anything, and it's sort of incumbent upon him to keep himself there. So that brings the second layer into it, and that's, it can't just be a matter of whether or not they feel like somebody's ready to handle that responsibility as well. So I get all that. But anyway, whatever. It is interesting, and Jorge Lopez, just, you know, look, he's, as you and I are speaking, he hasn't pitched yet, but I would encourage folks to go on and check out your article, because it's a really good piece, really well written, and very interesting backstory on him. And I know for you, at least, especially in years like this, that's got to be the pleasure of the job, is you know, putting together neat stories like that. Unlike perhaps the Ryan Braun story, which not to paint that one in too negative a corner, but here it is, you know, calling it a season now, and as he points out, you know, it's the right choice, the back's not right, etc. But my goodness, just another, you know, I don't know, just another indication that things aren't right.
No, and then the bummer for Ryan Braun and for the Brewers is that he had a really strong year, and he's so important to what they do. I mean, he's their best player, and here, my fundamental belief about baseball is that to be a good team, your best player needs to be your best player. You know, Mike Trout needs to be great for the Angels to have a really great special year, for example. That's my theory of the game. And Ryan Braun was back to being that dangerous guy in the middle of the order that you don't mess with. And they fixed that thumb that was bothering for the last two seasons. He got back to the All-Star game for the first time since he was suspended, which was, you know, an important symbolic, I think, happening. He was back to being Ryan Braun, and to not be able to finish out what had been a strong season, a 2020 season, was, I know, a great disappointment to him. But you do at some point reach, the point of, is it worth the risk? And this wasn't worth the risk. He has a herniated disc in his back. They've known for weeks that he's going to need surgery after the season. And the thought is, you know, back surgery is no joke, but the thought is that he could rehab for a month and be back to normal. And he's a guy who likes to take a good long month off anyway. This would essentially not impact his preparation for next season, when, by the way, his $105 million contract extension kicks in. So a lot riding on having him be healthy and productive, obviously, for next year. So the thought was, you know, if we push it beyond where they pushed it, this thing could get worse, and then that would necessitate a more immediate emergency surgery, which would be a much longer rehab. And it just opened the door to a lot of badness. And the Brewers are long out of it. The division basically is settled. You know, they're not playing these hugely impactful games against division rivals anymore. And it made too much sense in everybody's eyes not to just, shut it down, call it a year. And again, I think you grade him well. I'm glad I don't have to do grades like some of the newspaper guys do. But, Ryan Braun is at least a B-plus if I'm grading him. It was a solid year. It wasn't, you know, MVP caliber year, but it was a huge step from where he had been battling that thumb.
Yeah. Well, as we wrap up the last minute and a half or so here, David Stearns, you know, he's now in the offices. He's doing his thing. You got a week under the belt, basically. What's your take, both on, you know, anything maybe you've observed to this point and what you see this offseason looking like for him?
Well, what's interesting is we haven't really observed much because he came in for that press conference, and then I believe he went back to Houston. Again, he's not taking over this job full time until October 5th. I think right now it's really a get to know you thing. He talks, from what we heard, daily on the phone with Craig Counsell. Counsell says it's the sort of conversation where you just want to talk forever. That's a very good sign, because the relationship between those two guys is going to be vital for what happens next. But he'll be in San Diego here during this series, the Brewers final road series, to do a little face to face. It's meet and greet right now. He's got to get a handle. He's got to get his arms around what he's got before he starts to think about what changes need to be made. And I think step one of that is shaking hands, looking a guy in the eye and saying, you know, hello. So my understanding is there have been some telephone conversations with some of the key players. And, you know, Ryan Braun said he had a chat that was productive, but this will be face-to-face. Then again, a little bit longer before David Stearns gets into that job full-time, and then start filling out his front office, I suppose, would be the first order of business. I think I said this to you last week, Dave. I think his choice of assistant general manager is going to be really critical. That's an important position for a new GM. Got to be someone you really trust. And we'll see. Is he going to choose another young guy, analytics guy, or is he going to go veteran and try to bring in somebody with a lot more experience? I'm very curious to see both what he has to say about that this week and then maybe what he does in the near future.
Well, indeed, it is going to be interesting, and it does, at the very least, give Brewers fans plenty to keep an eye on and plenty of reasons to keep coming back and reading your stuff. As always, my friend, great times, and I really look forward to catching up again soon, and hopefully we'll have a lot more interesting stuff to talk about about David Stearns.
All right, sounds good, Dave. See ya.
Okay, there he goes, Adam McAlvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.